There appears to be a deal on immigration in the Senate. The details are still to be worked out, but it would include a way for some people who are in the U.S. illegally to work toward citizenship. It also includes a guest worker program and more border security. Commentator Mark Krikorian is the executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies, which says it supports a pro-immigrant, low-immigration vision. He's followed the recent debate over immigration closely. And he says that in the ongoing discussion of a guest worker program, there's one important thing that's been overlooked.
Mexican President Vicente Fox recently said that in 10 years, the United States would be begging for Mexican workers. Fox shares with many in our Congress the mistaken notion that the immigration debate is mainly about Mexico. The discussion of amnesty is focused on Mexicans, and it should be. They are the majority of the illegal population, perhaps 60% of the total. But the debate over the admission of future guest workers also assumes that most would be Mexican. This is wrong. A new guest worker program available to all comers would inevitably result in a shift away from Mexican labor toward workers from Asia and the Middle East. Wages in Mexico are already so high by world standards that factories are increasingly moving to China. Mexico's only advantage now is its proximity, which makes sneaking into the United States easier. But once foreign workers no longer have to sneak in, and are instead shipped here by labor recruitment companies, Mexico's advantage disappears. Cheap airfare and easy communications guarantee that employers will start looking farther afield for workers even cheaper and more compliant than Mexicans, and there are plenty of them. Mexico's per capita income, in purchasing power terms, is nearly $10,000 a year, putting it near the top of the developing world. Egypt, on the other hand, is home to nearly 80 million people who make less than half the average Mexican. India and Indonesia together have 1.3 billion people with one-third the average Mexican's income. That's a lot of people who will work cheaper than Mexicans. The inevitable drift toward Asian and Middle Eastern guest workers would have important security implications. America has been fortunate to have a comparatively small Muslim population that is well-educated, prosperous, ethnically diverse, and geographically dispersed, all factors making radicalism less likely. But a new foreign worker scheme could import large numbers of poor, uneducated, ghettoized Muslim peasants. And there would be little chance of thorough security screening, given the combination of administrative overload in our immigration agencies and intense pressure from employers to rubber stamp their cheap labor. There are plenty of problems with guest worker programs. They're morally dubious, they always result in permanent settlement, and they distort the industries where guest workers are concentrated. But at least these shortcomings are being debated. What policymakers do not even seem to be aware of is that a new guest worker program would not simply be a regulated version of today's illegal flow from Mexico. This is only one of the many bad ideas being considered in Washington right now, including amnesty for illegal aliens and huge increases in legal immigration. But in debating the merits of these issues, we can't focus just on Mexicans. That kind of blind spot would guarantee unintended consequences far into the future.
Mark Krikorian is the executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies. We're going to hear a variety of voices on immigration in the coming days.